Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I discuss everything from relationships, health, wellness, business, parenting, friendships. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick Brown, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real. Mom, welcome back. Second time.
I'm so excited.
I know. Are you just...
I feel like a veteran.
Yeah, you are a veteran. Everyone loved your first appearance. I knew I had to get you back. Didn't know why. And it's because we went to the Golden Globes. Are you still on cloud nine?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I mean, seriously, that was one of my top 10 favorite nights. It was so fun. It was so fun.
We saw so many celebrities.
Like literally, I was telling my girlfriends, I saw almost every single celebrity except for Bradley Cooper was on my bucket list. I still have not seen him. But other than that, I have seen almost every single one. I don't have to worry about running into them in LA or where they are or, yeah.
Bradley Cooper brought his mom too, which was sweet.
She's so cute. Did I tell you I saw her at the mall before? And
you recognized Bradley Cooper's mom?
I mean, how could you not recognize her? She's so cute and she's like really tiny. And I saw her and I said, "I love your son." And she said, "I love him too."
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that a cute response?
He does a lot with her. He had her in a commercial.
She literally lives with him. Do you know his father passed away? And he moved his mom in with him.
How do you know this?
Because I love him. How have I not met him?
Aww.
I love like his whole sober journey. I love everything.
That was funny when we were there and you were like, if I see Bradley Cooper, enough of your rules, I'm just going to go wild.
Yeah. Can you believe? Yeah. He went in the back entrance with T-Swift.
Yeah, probably. Though some of the A-listers did. I don't know what was happening there. We're going to get into Taylor Swift. We have so much to talk about.
So much to talk about.
First of all, how did we even get there to begin with? Basically, for award shows, I think this is becoming a thing now where you have content creators who create content on the internet. It goes viral. People see it. And then they get excited to watch the event. And so I was there last year with Natalie, and then this year, it just kind of is like the production companies, shout out DCP, Jeremy and Lexi, you guys are the best, will have the opportunity to invite a few creators. And then, you know, we create content and hype for it. So I made lots of videos, millions of views on TikTok, on Instagram, just kind of helping generate hype for the Globes. And actually, I saw that the viewership increased by 50% this year, which...
Really?
I'm not saying that's me. I'm just saying... Now everyone is like, how can we promote things on social, get people involved? So was super grateful that I got to go and I got to document the entire experience. And then I didn't know I could bring my mom because when I went last year with Natalie, Natalie had invited me and we were both creators. So this year I figured I didn't just have a plus one. I could bring anyone I wanted. Like I'd have to bring a creator, but then Natalie wasn't able to come. And of course my mom's dying to go. And I didn't even get to tell you. I wish I saw your face.
Wait, but what I want to know is if Max was in town, would he have wanted to go? Is that his like thing? Or would he say, no, no, just take your mom? Or would you have preferred, and it's okay, no hard feelings, he's your husband. Would you have preferred to have your hubby by your side?
I think that would have been cool. I think I would have immediately thought, let me bring my husband. Like
right.
That would have been my immediate thought. But in hindsight, I think it was better to bring you because you're just so
because
hilarious.
I'm your material. Like seriously, your material.
You literally are. My mom will get a little, you guys, she gets a little sensitive. She's like, you're being too mean to me online. I'm like, no, I'm not.
I'm like, do people think you literally just think that I am like, I am so pulled together and I hate to use the word, I like I have my shit together.
No one doubts you're pulled together.
But sometimes I feel like the way I am portrayed is like, oh, my mom, she's just such a goofball. But that's so not me.
Mom, when have I ever wrote something about you on Instagram that you didn't actually do in real life? It's just a reality check.
I guess I don't find myself funny. Like people find me funny and amusing. And I just am like, what's so funny?
Yeah, but your funny is the best funny because it's not like you tell jokes. Just your existence is humorous because you're literally Moira Rose.
I am not. Oh my God. You guys, you have no idea. I was like so scared. I was like trying to behave. Like she literally was like, mom, stop it. Mom, please. And I'm thinking, I'm never going to be invited back. I have to behave. However, this is just like so unbelievable. And I have to see them all and I have to take pictures. And I will admit it. I am just such a, what's the word? I love
starstruck.
Yeah, like I love celebrities. I've always been like that. I'm not the type who's in a restaurant that someone will say, oh, so-and-so's over there. I'm like, whatever. Like they're people too. I'm like, no, I need to go get up. I need to walk by their table. I want to see the handbag they're wearing, shoes, everything. Like when I walked by, what was it? One of the coffee places and Gwyneth Paltrow was outside. That was a huge sighting. I needed to see. I texted like three or four of my girlfriends. They're like, what gym shoes is she wearing? What leggings is she wearing? I had to see everything. I literally sat inside pretending I was on my phone just watching her. But I'm not a huge Gwyneth fan, but I don't know what it is. It's just, it's ridiculous at my age to be like that, but I fully embrace it. I fully admit it.
I love it.
I love it all.
Anyone who listened to you on your first episode of Real Pod heard the George Clooney story. Never forget. So they know.
My love.
But okay, we need to dive into, like our dynamics at the Globes. So my carpet time was at 2. It was crazy. I mean, I flew in from Houston in the morning. I had been up for 7 hours already by the time I sat down in makeup at 10. You don't love getting your makeup done.
Literally, Vic, when did you invite me? Friday? Yeah, you invited me Friday.
I think we had 24 hours notice.
And believe it or not, because of maybe COVID or I just don't do a lot of black ties. I don't do a lot of formal events. I do not have a bunch of black tie dresses just hanging in my closet. I had one from your wedding. And
which I thought would be funny if you wore.
Well, see, I don't. Why is it funny? It's like my beautiful dress. What is so funny about wearing my gorgeous?
It would be because the bit would be my mom's
see
wearing
the
her
bit.
My mom's wearing her MOB dress again.
And that would have been way too much at my age to come in that kind of a dress. I knew my place. I wanted to look appropriate and elegant, but I still wanted to dress formal. So I run around thinking, where am I going to get a long dress on a Saturday, the day before the Globes in LA? Sure enough, I go in Saks.
Everywhere.
I know, but anyway, it's the season. Things are. I found the most gorgeous dress that I will now always have in my closet as my go-to black tie dress. I was so happy. Then I had to go get my hair. It was exhausting getting ready on Saturday. The hair, the nails. Yeah.
It is a lot.
It was a lot.
Someone did ask, what's the reality of how much it costs to go? Hair and makeup, flights, travel, outfit, PR, plus one, etc. And I wanted to answer this because it is Real Pod. I did not work with a stylist this time around because the schedule was too crazy and it is a lot of money. And I didn't want to risk things not going well for the price. And a stylist can cost upwards of $1,500. So it's a lot. And you don't even get to keep the dress. You don't get to keep anything you borrowed. So you're paying $1,500 just to have someone else pull an amazing look together for you. But then the look all gets returned, which I think we were telling you about this, Mom, at the Globes, and you couldn't believe that.
I could not even believe. And here I got my gorgeous Ralph Lauren black dress on sale that will be a staple in my closet. And I was thrilled.
And you get to keep it.
And like I always tell you, always buy classic because I could wear that 10 years from now and it is timeless.
So true. I literally like resent the fact that my mom and I are not the same size in clothes or shoes. Shoes is the biggest thing. I'm like, can you just buy them one size up?
And that's another thing. And my shoes I wore were my Manolos. They are my pumps. I wore them to your wedding and I wore them to the Globes. They're like a 2.5-inch heel and I'm so comfortable and they just go away and they're appropriate. I love them. Like, I won't even go buy new shoes because my feet will hurt.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm so excited today to tell you about Cora. Cora stands out to me because their period care is designed with the most conscious products, and their Cora tampons are made from 100% organic cotton. Their pads and liners are also made with a breathable organic cotton top sheet. I personally love that Cora is a period care brand created by a woman with the understanding that we come in different shapes and sizes. Amen. And we all have different flows. So Cora has a fantastic range of products that meet our individual needs in all the different absorbencies from light to super plus. My flow will vary sometimes. And so I like to have different options of tampon size so that I can just use whatever is best for me the week that I do get my period. Another thing to love about Cora is that with every purchase, Cora provides period products and body education to people who might otherwise go without that. I love that. Make the switch to Cora and pick up Cora products at your local Target or CVS. How great is that? At your favorite convenience stores. Also, you could have Cora delivered directly to your door by visiting my special URL, cora.life/realpod. That's cora.life/realpod. Right now, when you order online with my special promo code, you'll get 20% off all Cora products. That's seriously amazing. 20% off all Cora products. Go to cora.life/realpod and use my promo code realpod. That's 20% off at Cora, cora.life/realpod with promo code realpod. I am a big fan of alcohol-free drink options because I love knowing that everyone who wants to have a good time and be a part of, you know, a fun social event or even just at home can have something that they're able to drink and that they love and want to drink. And that's why I'm excited to talk about Heineken 00, which is an alcohol-free option to the original Heineken that you know and love. Heineken 00 has 100% taste, but 0.0 alcohol. That means it's perfect for all the times you would like a beer but can't have the alcohol. Maybe you are sober curious and you are not wanting to have alcohol. Maybe you already are sober and you're looking for good alcohol-free drinks, Or maybe you're working and you have an afternoon presentation and you want to have a nice drink, and Heineken 00 is that perfect option. Or you want to drink post-workout without alcohol. Once again, Heineken 00, the perfect option. Click the link in my show notes to buy now. You have to be 21 years of age or older to purchase. Make sure to please enjoy Heineken responsibly and enjoy this delicious, tasty, alcohol-free beverage that is perfect for any time, anywhere. Also, I know people are giving up alcohol for dry January, so this is a perfect way to make sure you're keeping up with your dry January goals without giving up drinking, because you can have Heineken 00, which is alcohol-free. Once again, you can click the link in my show notes to buy Heineken 00 now. You must be 21 years of age or older to purchase, and make sure to please enjoy Heineken responsibly. Anyways, let me keep talking about the reality of the pricing. Glam, hair and makeup, upwards of $300. And when you get with people who are really good in slaying and working with a lot of influencers, that can be $500 and higher. So it's a lot. I do not get my hair done often. I will pay for makeup for an event like this because it's a carpet, and I've gotten a lot better at makeup, and I can do my makeup for other like influencer
events.
Yeah, you do
a great job.
But when it comes to something like this, I did like want to treat myself. But the hair thing, I do not get my hair done a lot, because paying like $500 to get your hair done to me and then take it out at night is ridiculous.
That is insane. I prefer my hair the day after. I went on Saturday, I got my blowout for, I don't know what, $65, $70 in Beverly Hills. And then the next day I put my little Conair rollers from CVS, and I know my look, and I don't like people touching my hair that day.
Yeah.
Like for the wedding I did. We did a great job, Bradley. But even my own makeup, I do my own makeup.
Yeah, my mom does not like her makeup done or her hair done. She did her makeup.
I do like a blowout, but I don't like an up.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like my updo for the wedding.
But anyways, it costs a lot to get ready. I did not get my nails done. My toes were painted, and I put on my sticky press-ons from Olive and June while I was getting my makeup done. But yeah, it can be a lot. I will say, though, can write it off, which is amazing. It's part of the business. I'm going there to film for my page, which I monetize. So it was all a write-off, which is great. But yeah, it can get steep. But you don't have to do it. You know, I could have done my own makeup. Whatever. But that's kind of the reality of like what can go into it.
Okay, let's get to the movie stars.
Okay.
All right.
So
they're like, enough about you two and your prep work. We just want to get right to the juice.
You saw your favorite Emily Blunt, okay, and John Krasinski.
Literally, I love Emily Blunt. She's just so British, elegant. I think I love all of her work. I love all of her movies. I think her and her hubby, they're just the it couple. And you know what I love? Sorry, really quick. They're just, you could tell they're so solid, and just the way they hold hands and they interact. And again, that was her moment. She was an Oppenheimer. He was not up for any awards. And I saw it when it was time for her picture. I think he knew to step away, and he just put his hand out like, look at my wife, and just took a step back. And I was like, I love them. And I also love them. They're just not super social. They're not on social media. They're just very private. They just seem like normal people. Like, I love them.
I love them too. If anything ever happens to that marriage, like they are holding up Hollywood marriages single-handedly.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. J-Lo and Ben.
Oh, I love Ben Affleck. I'm always rooting for them. She is stunning. I love her. I've seen her. I think
she
I told you, unreal.
She's and not the normal way you say unreal. Like, she did not look like a real person, is how perfect she looked.
Yeah, she's so glamorous. I ran into her once at a bathtub store. I told you she had no makeup on, hair in a pony, jumping in and out of bathtubs with her decorator, seeing which one felt right. I was just like, she's stunning.
Okay.
No makeup, stunning.
You said you love Ben. It's kind of a hot take. People will always comment, he looks miserable, he looks unhappy, he looks like a pain. Tell us why you love Ben Affleck.
I am always rooting for him. I love how he's always, always just trying to do the right thing. I think it's hard for him to stay sober, but I think he's always going back at it. So I admire that. I also just think he just seems like a very complicated person. And I think, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You have a sweet spot for the former addicts.
I do. And I love him. And I think that they have this bond, and he's probably a lot of work. He seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But maybe worth it.
Yeah. Interesting. Who else?
We need to talk about how I brushed up my shoulder with Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Literally, I could not believe Vic's dad and I had the opportunity to go to the Academy Awards 20 years ago. It was such a different experience. They were very strict. No one could stand around. this was such a casual atmosphere. The celebrities were all just sort of mulling around, talking, chatting. They seemed approachable. And at one point, we were all just sort of sandwiched in. It was freezing. Like, I don't even think people realize, frozen to the bone, shivering. And at one point, we were all sandwiched in. This was getting close to airtime. And literally, Jennifer Aniston is right next to me, shoulder to shoulder. I turn over, I look at her, and she looks at me. She goes, "I'm freezing." I said, "Me too." And I was like, "Oh my God, you're so cute." She's so cute.
I missed her. It was like so much going on. Someone walked by. I think Selena walked by me, and I didn't see Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Okay, more on that, because people were like, how are you so close to these celebrities? Right. To kind of explain more about how it works. So there's the red carpet that you, the whole thing is the carpet, but then there's the photo op step and repeat. And that's where people get their photos taken. But,
what I could not believe is like major celebrities were standing in line to walk through this. I saw Billy Crudup, so handsome in real life, and him and his new wife, Naomi. They were so cute. They're standing there with Emily Blunt and John, and they're just chatting away. And I think Jennifer Aniston was in line. They were all just standing in line chatting. This is their job. I'm sure by their production company, they had to get their photos taken.
And all of them as well. Standing with a publicist. So all those caliber celebrities,
shivering.
They have like two people dressed in all black who are guiding them, leading them. I didn't pay that close attention to the step and repeat line, but my assumption would be for some that really cared, like I think J-Lo was escorted to the front. I don't think J-Lo is waiting in line. I think there's some that have, J-Lo also had a hair. Chris Appleton was there with her, fixing her hair and makeup. Like touch-ups,
I read that yesterday.
Right on the spot. So how it worked though, that we were so close is like, if you have the kind of credential that we did, which included me being able to walk, and we were kind of listed as like production. So anyone who's right there gets to be there. Like there's no, once you're through that area, you can kind of do whatever you want. I was nervous though, because we were allowed to be there and go anywhere we wanted. But I thought if my mom was like so clearly fangirling that a security would be like, keep it moving, go inside. And you know how people can get like, if they're working an event and they just kind of have a bone to pick and they choose someone and they say, excuse me, where are you supposed to be? And then they make it their whole personality to like ruin your day.
Yeah,
and so I was just worried that someone would notice you and me and then say, you guys have to get out of here. You can't be here. So I was trying to avoid that. So I was getting a little like frustrated with you. I was like, mom, please. I was like, please.
She kept pulling me. I was in front of her standing there making sure that I had the best view of every celebrity walking in. She kept pulling me back like a little string on me. Mom, move back. I was like, but no, someone's going to stand in front of me. Mom, move back.
I was like, just please stand here. Like, I don't want to have to ask you again. But then when the security guard came up to me and goes, excuse me, we have to get your mom inside. And I was like, damn it. I knew it. I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. Like, I'll keep her under my control. He goes, no. It's just because she looks cold. Does she need to go inside?
Thank you. He was my friend.
That was Ahmad.
Ahmad was the best. We were chit-chatting.
So once I realized Ahmad and the security loved Lainey, I was like, okay, fine. And then I let you run free. You were out of my sight.
Thank God. I was just like, I was literally trying to lose her half the time. I'm like, I am so going to go get my pics, like with the hot guy from Suits.
I know. When I was taking pictures with Ella, my mom like used it as her
so
opportunity
excited.
To
I said,
run
oh,
away.
Honey, I'll just stand right here. And then I was like, okay, now's my chance.
I completely lost her. And then she's standing dead center in the carpet. That picture I took, I posted in the video. You got amazing pictures. You were living your best life.
Literally the best pictures. I want to be invited to the next award show. They should hire me. I just kind of thought that I was ready to go. Every time a celeb walked in, my camera was out.
Yeah, for 100%. So I'm glad that, you know, you got those pictures and you can just for the rest of time, just kind of scroll through them.
Oh my God. But when Leonardo walked in and Ben, they had a little team around them. They were not, those were the only two that were not just, you know, chit-chatting and approachable, especially Leonardo.
Okay, we have to talk about Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
Unreal.
I really did not realize. I mean, I know she's a celebrity. I know, but it was insane. She was at a whole nother level. I saw it. Like, now I get it.
The event shut down for her. Like, I said this in my video, but celebrities like J-Lo and Billie Eilish are standing right there. When Taylor popped on the carpet, which we don't even know how she got on it. She was hiding in the hotel, didn't even come through the place where all the other A-listers came through. She had a special entry.
She was a beyond. Is there like an, is there a letter in the alphabet that's above A? Because that's what she is. Because where did she come from? And the whole scoop was like Taylor's arriving at right the end, you know, the end of the red
carpet.
Oh, and
no one knew if she was coming or not. She is so powerful that the murmurs throughout the industry were like, it's a game time decision. Like Taylor will decide, yeah, I'll go. Or she'll at the last minute say she doesn't want to go. Like the world revolves around her, as it should.
But can I ask you what I don't understand is someone like that, they don't want to get a bad reputation or a diva reputation. So why would they do that? Don't people think, why didn't she come? Like, does she think she's better than everybody else? Like to skip over that whole ceremony of the red carpet is sort of saying, ugh, I can't deal with
these people. No, she's not. It's not that she's a diva. It is literally the chaos that is created by the fans and people who are so excited because of how much she is loved. Like she could not enter through the front. It would be madness. It's more so like a literal safety concern, an event concern. Like it's her stardom. It's not like she.
So it's not like she's saying, ugh, I don't want to deal with this red carpet and these reporters.
No, she is just too.
But who makes that executive decision?
She's literally the president.
Like who makes that decision?
What do you mean?
Like who decides, Taylor, you're not going to go in the red carpet. We're going to swoop you in the side here. You're going to get your picture op and we're going to bring you right into the Globes.
I don't know who decides. My educated guess would be because she is so celebrity. She is the most famous person in the world right now, hands down. I will go on record saying that. I'm sure it's just like, how can they make her experience? She's a human being. Like, how can she attend something she wants to attend because she's a nominee and celebrate a project she worked really hard on and also not feel like, I mean, imagine her experience walking 50 feet from the step and repeat to the venue. You witnessed it.
I mean, it was crazy.
I don't think I understand why her team wouldn't want to subject her to a longer walk of people just like clawing at her like she's.
But can you imagine in that little world of the Golden Globes, there are so many celebrities there and everybody's protected and security. So in that situation, if that's how she's handled, I can't even imagine. She can't even go out for dinner. Like, how does she even go out?
Yeah, it's tough. And actually something...
I actually feel for her. She's a young girl. That's hard.
Yeah. There's, of course, pros and cons. And she is wildly talented and I'm sure loves her success. But yeah, when you're a celebrity like that, you're sacrificing the normal life.
Yeah.
So when Taylor arrived and we got word, she was on the carpet. Like, what I'm telling you, it was like out of thin air. Everyone's like, Taylor's on the carpet. Taylor's on the carpet. Mm-hmm. Everyone is swarming. You can barely even get a look. My mom walks up onto the
Billy Bush, whoever extra. He said, come on up. Come on up, mom.
Oh my God. That was so sweet.
He said, come on up,
guys,
mom.
I have a picture of this, but the lighting was so bad. My mom walked up onto like the part where they do like the glam box.
Yeah.
And they let her just stand there to have an elevated
view. So I had
of Taylor.
An aerial view, but she was doing the red carpet with J-Lo and Carrie Mulligan,
yeah,
who I love, who was in
which that's got to be insane. But, they're all taking pictures of Taylor. No one's taking pictures of
right,
anyone else.
But Carrie Mulligan is up for Best Actress. She'll be for Best Actress for Academy Award. It's a major film. And when Taylor walked, it was like
it's
nobody else existed.
Insane. I mean, also her outfit absolutely slayed me. So then she's walking with her BFF Kelly Teller. You know Miles Teller?
No.
Miles Teller?
Who's Miles Teller?
Mom, the hottie from Top Gun.
Oh, I love him. I didn't know his name.
His wife, Kelly, was the
she's the
gorgeous
beautiful brunette
walking with Taylor.
Okay.
So they're friends.
Got it.
And so then Taylor was like literally shooting.
It's just a matter of time until you actually
get her on Real Pod.
Yes. Get her on Real Pod and have like a meaningful conversation.
Oh my gosh. My life would be made.
Oh my God. And her cute little Travis. I'm sure they probably just want to sit in and watch movies and eat popcorn in their sweatpants. Like they're just a normal young couple.
It's so crazy to think though that they are like normal. Speaking of getting starstruck, I don't get that starstruck.
I know. Was there anybody there other than Taylor? You didn't seem super excited.
I don't know. I don't.
There was nobody where you're like, oh my God, oh my God.
No. And I was literally, Margot Robbie and I made eye contact.
Oh, Margot Robbie. She's absolutely adorable. Gorgeous, stunning.
Yeah.
Oh, you did get excited with the guy in the
Will
white
Ferrell.
Suit. No, the Gucci.
Jonathan Bailey. Yes.
I love
it was Jonathan
it.
Bailey.
Do you think, I don't even know his name. Okay. I've seen him in a movie a couple times.
So
he's cute.
It's Kylie. Yeah, Kylie's boyfriend.
Oh, Kylie.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
I need to watch that movie he was in that everyone, it changed everything. I'm not into a man that's half my size personally.
Right.
So that's kind of a hard one for me to swing. I feel like I could just break him in half, but
yeah, he's yeah.
I feel like two of his legs are one of mine.
He's very feminine. He's a very pretty boy.
Yeah, he's. I can see that people think he's beautiful.
Yeah,
he has
pretty features.
I don't. Yeah, when he walked by too, I was like, yeah. Oh, Timothy Chalamet. No, I don't get starstruck. I think it honestly is working in this industry. I know I'm not in the Hollywood celebrity scene, but you say this too, like being behind the scenes and seeing how things work, like. Everyone's a person. J-Lo was walking right in front of me and I mean, just like stepped aside. Like, here you go. Like, keep walking.
Like, I mean, seriously, you're right. After like, as the night went on, I was just kind of like, ugh, they're just all people. And Ruthie.
Tell everyone about seeing Julia Garner. Yeah.
Ruthie. Okay. Ozark. She is unbelievable. She's beautiful. Obviously in Ozark, they had her dressed differently, but I came out of the bathroom and she was just sitting on a chair texting. And for some reason she looked up. I said, I love you. I said, huge fan. I said, you are stunning. And then she complimented me back. And I was like, oh, I regret not getting a picture with Ruthie because she is.
Yeah.
She's Ruthie.
I love her.
Right. And then the best part, it was so casual because you had the ballroom where the awards were. Then you had the viewing room that we were in that was amazing. And then you had another room right across the way that had all the little boutiques of Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, E! Channel. And that's where you see them go after they get their award and they each get their private little interviews. And I literally just walked in there and I'm watching all these different celebrities that you watch on TV being interviewed. And as they're waiting and they're standing around, they're like, can I have a coffee? Can I have this? And they're not on per se, you know, they're just themselves.
Right.
And it's just really fun to see that. And especially when Succession came off the stage, the whole cast of Winning, I was just standing there dying. Like, I love that show.
You know what is funny? The flip of like, I've never seen Succession. So the redhead actress, I feel bad, I don't know her name, but if I saw her on the street, I wouldn't know who that is. And so when my mom is like, oh my God, Succession. And I love the little McCulkin guy. Okay. Yeah. Siobhan. When I don't know who they are, I'm like, mom, I'll go ask for the picture. Like, I don't
right,
care. I'm like,
how care.
Like my mom would love a picture with you because I don't know who you are. Like, just be a nice person. Whereas when I am like, Will Ferrell, like I start freaking out. Right, and you go up.
I know. Will Ferrell was so cute. He was walking by. I'm like, you got to say something about SC. You got to say something. And she did. And he walked by.
I just
by.
Said, fight on.
Oh, yeah. You said, fight on. And then he said, fight on. I said, she's a former volleyball player. And he turned around. He's like, how's the team going to do this year?
I was like, we're working. And then he started laughing. He's Will Ferrell is one of my top favorite celebrities of all time. Like yeah. Forever and ever. Like, that was wild to get a selfie with him. He's hilarious. Shout out Meg, if you're listening. Do you want to know what I did right before I went to sleep after the Golden Globes? I grabbed my Element pack that I packed in my YSL clutch because I knew that I would thank myself if I could replenish all the electrolytes that I had lost through my travel, through my running around, walking around, fatigue, sleepless nights leading up to this event. Actually, before bed is one of my favorite times to take Element because I'm like, okay, great. Now this gets to replenish and recharge my body while I'm sleeping. Element is my favorite because it's a tasty electrolyte drink mix born from the growing body of research revealing that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times government recommendations, which is wild. Each stick pack delivers a meaningful dose of electrolytes free of any artificial ingredients and is formulated for anyone on a mission to restore health through hydration. So it's perfectly suited for athletes or just anyone who is looking for this extra hydration regardless of your dietary needs. Also, Element is the exclusive hydration partner to Team USA Weightlifting and many other Olympic athletes, which is so cool and exciting to know that the greatest competitors in our country are calling on Element. Max and I love it. We can't get enough. I've gotten all my friends hooked. I love a good Element packet. Raspberry is my favorite flavor. I also love citrus. I love orange. And the best part is that you can try all of these flavors if you go to drinkelement.com/realpod because you'll receive a free Element sample pack with any order when you purchase through my URL. So go to drinkelement.com/realpod to receive a free Element sample pack with any order when you purchase through my URL. So if you were following my Golden Globes content on social, you would know that I was traveling and barely sleeping and didn't get sick. And I really credit it to the fact that I packed my AG1 travel packs with me because I was giving my body the most important nutrients every single morning. And I really think that helped keep my system flowing and in check. If you've been listening to Real Pod for a while, you would know that I've been taking AG1 for 4 years now. I drink it every single morning. While taking care of your health isn't always easy, it should at least be simple. And that's why AG1 is just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. And it just makes me feel nourished, strong, and ready to take on my day. And honestly, the reason is because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's such a powerful habit that's also powerfully simple. So if there's one product that I had to recommend to truly elevate your overall health, I promise you it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. The best part is that AG1 is offering a special offer for RealPod listeners. So try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/realpod. That's drink, drinkag1.com/realpod, drinkag1.com/realpod. This episode is sponsored by Vita Coco. Vita Coco is the number one coconut water brand in the US because people love it. And I have recently become one of those people. I didn't know this before, but coconut water actually has nutrients to supercharge you and make you feel good. And actually, Vita Coco can replenish those key electrolytes that you might lose throughout your day or week, and also has so many great nutrients that help refresh and support your body. Not to mention, if you're participating in Dry January, which I know a lot of my friends are, and I'm participating in it, I'm not going like 100%, but I'm going like as much as I can. And you're sick of just drinking plain old water because it can get a little boring, okay? You can switch it up with some coconut water, and Vita Coco is just delicious. It's also a better for you mocktail mixer if you're interested in that. If you're just trying to get back into a regular routine, throwing a beverage into that daily routine that contains electrolytes and nutrients doesn't hurt either. So take 25% off. 25% off. We love that. That's a lot off. And get Vita Coco shipped to your door by using code REALPOD on vitacoco.com. That's code REALPOD, all caps, no spaces, at vitacoco.com for 25% off. Or if you prefer to shop in store, you can find Vita Coco at most big name grocery stores in your city. You'll probably recognize it right away, as well as in superstores like Walmart, drugstores like CVS, and your local convenience stores. Also, real quick, people were asking where we were sitting. So we actually were not inside where all the celebrities had tables. We were in a room.
Wait, can we just talk about really quickly? So Vic said we're in the viewing room. I was like, perfect. When the awards were over, 5 o'clock, shut down, everybody in. First room we walked into had a buffet of food, and there were people sitting in there with TVs. So we thought that was the viewing room, or at least I thought that was a viewing room. There was like bags of potato chips. Like, it just wasn't what I thought. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I'll just eat. And I'm sitting there. And then we found out there was another viewing room for the guests, like the sea guests. And so it was so beautiful. It was beautiful.
I posted that picture of Ella. It almost looks like someone's wedding reception.
Exactly. And the people in there, it was just eye candy. Everybody was beautiful.
The people gorgeous. In there, that was all the creators, all the second tier, third tier people who were invited. It was family and friends. It was like the fourth, fifth, sixth person in from a project that had been being worked on.
I was so grateful to be in that room. It was very special. And everybody, again, yeah. I loved seeing all the dresses and the bags. And that room is where all the Golden Globe awards were. So the celebrities would have to come through, and that's where they got their name engraved. So they would pass through. So it was definitely a special room.
In that room came through Robert Downey Jr., came through Cillian Murphy, came through the Succession cast. Not everyone came through there, but I think the ones that, I don't know. I don't know what they were doing,
well,
getting their name engraved.
Too. I'm thinking like major celebrities. I can't see standing in line. Their publicists probably go in there and
Cillian Murphy did it. I couldn't believe that. And Robert Downey.
Yeah, Robert Downey. That was cool that he did that.
Yeah, that's where Natalie and I got a picture with Jennifer Coolidge last year, was when she was getting her name put on her globe. Okay, lastly, people were asking our thoughts on the host and the monologue and just kind of the drama there.
I never saw the monologue. I never listened to him.
I rewatched the monologue that night before going to bed because I also missed it just with the timing of everything. The show started at 5. I think Taylor entered at 4:59. So then it took us 10 minutes to find where we were going to go.
Right.
He just dropped the ball, just some not tasteful jokes about the Barbie movie, which is just unfortunate because it's such an insane accomplishment for women, by women. And then to like, he basically said, Oppenheimer was a movie about American history and Barbie was a movie about a plastic doll with big boobs. And it was just like crickets.
But doesn't someone have to approve his monologue? You can't just go out there and just say, oh, go for it.
Mom, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, who in your life did you practice this for that let you say these jokes? That's where I was shocked. Like, who are the women in your life that heard this talk or this speech and thought it would be good? Like, if I was giving a monologue at the Golden Globes, I would have 100 people I test run it by.
Right. Well, and that's insulting. I mean.
And then the Taylor Swift joke. Taylor, just throughout her whole career, has always received these jabs and these little like cut downs that people pass as jokes. And in the beginning, you know,
she's a good sport about it. Yeah, she laughs.
And then eventually it's just like,
yeah, enough. It wears her down.
Let the girl live her life.
Right. What I like, she didn't roll her eyes. She didn't do anything negative. No one could jump on her for how she acted. She was just kind of like.
Yes, but yet, Mom, people did. They were like, Taylor was pissed. She was not having that joke. The woman didn't make an expression and took a sip of her drink. And they're like blowing out of proportion, like her reaction. So
I can't even imagine living under that kind of scrutiny insane.
Anyways, as you can tell, I will ride into the depths of the night for T-Swift. But something that you said, Mom, the next day after the Globes, just when we were like talking in the morning was, you said, can you imagine being a celebrity and then you can't have a normal life. And then the next day you wake up and people are saying they hated your outfit. They didn't like the way your hair looked. They didn't like the way you answered this question. I never want to be famous like
that. Like all the time and preparation that I saw that you took to get ready and everyone there, I'm sure every woman that walked that carpet, an actress, thought that she chose the best dress and she looked great. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gone. And then for people to tear her apart, yeah, I mean, they're human beings. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Okay, so we're almost done with our recap. Let's just talk about how
about how I was freezing cold and we literally, the planning. I said to Vic, as we're sitting there in the limo, you know, waiting in line to approach.
Because you have to arrive in a black car for the carpet.
Which was crazy. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, I said, honey, do we have a car picking us up after this? Because I can imagine the insanity when it all ends. She's like, oh no, we're just going to call an Uber. I didn't want to say anything. You know, I don't want to be the mom, the annoying mom, thinking, oh, good luck with that. Sure enough, it's all over. It is freezing cold. I am still shivering 4 hours later, 5 hours later. We had to walk, if you know Beverly Hills, from the Hilton to the nearest Starbucks in pitch black with our heels on. And, you know, I'd say you never complain. I could be such a complainer. You never complain. You were worried about me. You were like, Mom, I'll go get the Uber and I'll come back and get you. And you're such a sweetheart. I mean, I really appreciate that. And I was like, how are you going to bring the Uber back here? There's no way.
I mean, I'm trying to manifest Special Forces season 3. So I got to be able to walk in heels in the cold.
I mean, seriously, you have no idea. But it was so fun coming home. We were on such a
high, except for the Uber driver. Literally.
It was crazy.
The Uber driver,
he had a disco ball and he started swearing and saying these sexual things. And he wanted Vic to post his name.
Oh my gosh, he was a famous Uber driver.
We were just exhausted. Shut that F up, please. Like, we are overstimulated. We have been going since 2 o'clock. It is now 10. We just want a peaceful ride home. And then he kept looking back and taking his phone out. Vic's like, could you please put your eyes back on the road? It was crazy.
That was insane. And I pulled up the Uber to call the Uber home. And I'm looking, the black car, the Uber X. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a black car. You know, we're at the Golden Globes. I'll treat myself and my mom. Let me just call the nicer Uber where you can click not interested in talking.
Wait,
you have your
preferences. He was his own comedian. He thought this was his Golden Globe.
No, he is driving one hand on the wheel. He was on TikTok while driving us.
I can't even say the words he was saying.
No, he literally, he's pulling up TikTok while driving. When I tell you the guy showed us 4 videos and my mom said, sir, okay, thank you. We don't want the videos anymore. Like, he didn't even get it.
He didn't even get it, but he was like this really cute little old man. Like, you would never expected this behavior.
No, he wanted to grind for us.
This verbal, whatever.
Abuse.
Was a verbal. By the time I was like, just shut the F up. Then we got home and I'm like, honey, are you cold? Want to take a hot bath? Do you want something to eat?
Wait, just please don't sleep
in my guest bedroom.
I know. Someone did ask me, will you let me sleep? I did sleep in the guest bedroom. It was the least she could do.
But it was such a high. And the next day we were so, it's not to sound like, because I'm so appreciative and it was so special and I couldn't believe I was there, but it's an exhausting. The next day I was exhausted. Maybe it's my age. I think you probably too. It's exhausting. It takes a whole day to get ready and then the whole day to go. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I don't know how these celebs do it. And then they stay up all night. And then the next day they're doing all their interviews. God bless them.
Yeah. We actually were home and in bed by like, well, we were home by like 9:30. I did not get invited to any after parties. Although Ahmad,
I don't even know the security guard, keep going.
Ahmad, the security guard, gave us his number and said he would try to get us into an after party, but we were too tired. We never texted
him. Can I tell you, honestly, like it was unbelievable and I met everybody. I don't even know if I had the bandwidth to go to an after party.
You were trying so hard. We literally passed one and my mom was like, can we get into that?
No, but I say that and I did and I didn't. Like I would have fired up for sure, but. Yeah, I saw them all.
Anyways.
Like, what else was there to see unless Georgie C was there and Bradley? And that's it.
Anyways, that was our Golden Globes experience.
Thank you, baby,
whirlwind.
For taking me. Will you take me again next year if you get invited or did I ruin it? Sorry, Natalie. I know Natalie. Natalie is always your first choice.
You did not ruin it.
Thank you, Natalie, for being sick. I'm sorry. I'm glad you're feeling better, but...
You did
it could
not,
have been better timing, honey.
You did not ruin it. I don't even want a man. I can't even jinx it because I can't. That's when you act like you're getting invited or you plan for it next year, you don't get invited. So, you know, we'll just have to hope that we performed well. Anyways, I love you so much.
I did
have the best time with you. I can't believe I took Yaya to Dancing with the Stars and you to the Golden Globes. Like,
seriously, you,
such
you
a highlight.
The best daughter. I hope you have a daughter one day who's as good as you.
I won't stop till I have a daughter. We can have 8 kids and then I'll get my daughter and I'll stop.
Yes.
Mom, slow down. Okay. That yes was really, really deep and intense. Okay. I love you so much. We got to go.
Love
Bye.
You.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie, share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or a review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind the scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.